No, I always enjoy a night out where I get to relax and have fun and be me. And I vary about my state of dress when I decide to go. Sometimes I go just as I am, you know, comfortable and relaxed, so a pair of jeans and a shirt and the standard tennis shoes and hair pulled up in a ponytail and just nice and relaxed. And sometimes when I go out with another girlfriend, then I go out in a pair of jeans and a shirt and tennis shoes. But maybe I'll spend a couple of minutes on my hair, and instead of back in a ponytail, I'll leave it down so it's nice and long and it's flowing all the way down my back almost to my waist. And maybe instead of glasses, I'll put in contacts. And maybe then I'll put a little bit of makeup on. Nothing fancy or heavy, but a little bit of eyeliner and definitely some lipstick. You know, to highlight the color in my lips, so you can imagine what they might look like wrapped around your cock. It's just nice to pretty up every now and then. Well, anyway, so on this day, I happen to have just decided to go and put a little extra effort into going out. Not quite as relaxed, but the hair was down, a little bit of makeup was on. And I'd been sitting at the table for a little while, and playing one of my favorite games, playing the Ultimate Texas Hold'em game. It's a silly game. It's a terrible odds, but it's still fun. It's still usually ultimately cheaper than sitting in an actual tournament, but it's definitely a lot of fun to play Texas Hold'em. Anyway, so I'm sitting at the table and joking around with one of my favorite dealers. He's gay as all get out, but he's a lot of fun to talk to, and he certainly makes it entertaining even if I happen to lose a hand, and he's very supportive when I win, which is great. You know, helps with him, of course, getting a little bit of tips when maybe it gives me a full house or a straight or something where I get to get that bonus on top. And then, of all the people who sit next to me, you know, you got the old lady smoker over there and some, I don't know, 50-year-old construction dude over there. And maybe that guy next to me with the pot belly, that real estate agent. I don't know, some random feet. People around. And then you sit next to me. And you are hot. You are very cute. Oh my goodness, your face and your smile. And you sit down and just kind of introduce yourself, say hi. And I say hi. And we just for a while, just sit and play. I don't remember everything that we talked about, and I don't remember everything about it, but it was fun, and you were incredibly flirty. And before too long, you actually touched me. You just didn't move away, and your shoulder would brush my shoulder. And then occasionally when you would laugh at something I would say, then you'd lean on me and push me a little bit. And it was electric. I still remember that feeling today. You're so hot. I remember wanting you and thinking to myself, this was such bad timing. I was just getting ready to leave town for work and figured never gonna have an opportunity with this guy. And sure enough, a couple months later, we had exchanged numbers. I mean, who wouldn't? I was gorgeous and you were gorgeous, so that's just how it works. And I sent you a message. I texted you. This was before texting was cool. I texted you and let you know that I was in town. And you wrote me back and said, hey, let's go out tomorrow. Sure. I couldn't believe that. So we did. We went to a movie, followed by dinner, followed by returning back to my place, and then another movie. And all this time, we talked and we laughed, and it was electrifying. You pulled my shoes off to give me a foot massage, and it just felt incredible, your touch on my skin. And then finally we kissed. We were on the couch. We were watching this movie. It was terrible because it was talking about that first kiss. That incredible, all-important, the be-all and end-all of what makes everything real. And then finally, you built up that strength to kiss me. And it was amazing. When your lips touched mine, and then I felt your tongue for the first time. Oh, I knew I wanted you. Knew that I had to have you. Oh, and you're laying on top of me when you put your knee in between my legs and pressed against me. I knew we were gonna be fucking that night. And it took hours to get to that point. You were relentless with just teasing me. It was so fucking hot. I was so wet from the anticipation, desire of you. I could actually smell myself. There was no denying how incredibly turned on I was thinking about you fucking me. 'Cause it wasn't love yet. I just wanted you, needed you. Fuck me. And you did. I am getting wet just thinking about that. Thinking about that first time and how it felt.